Hey, hey, welcome to the Play Bigger podcast. I'm your host, Dania Douglas-Hunt, and I'm a former Olympic therapist and strength coach turned the go-to mindset expert to high-achieving entrepreneurs. And I am obsessed with helping ambitious entrepreneurs just like you play bigger in your business and life and truly living life on your terms. Now, after working with hundreds of Olympic athletes and multi-six and seven-figure entrepreneurs, I know one thing for sure. The one thing that's going to get in our way is ourselves. So this podcast will be a mix of combining years of experience with mindset, neuroscience, high performance techniques, spirituality, you name it, we got it. All to help you make more money, create more impact, and feel more fulfilled, getting your time back doing what you love. Sometimes it just takes one shift, one question, one idea to completely change your life. So let's overcome the mind drama, regulate your nervous system, and create real lasting change in your life. I'll be bringing on guest experts, doing some solo episodes, having real talk conversations. So you know, on this entrepreneur journey, you're not alone. If you're ready, let's dive in. Welcome back to another podcast episode on the Play Bigger podcast. Today, we're diving into why awareness of your problems alone doesn't fix your problems. And oftentimes we can say things like, as entrepreneurs, consciously, I know it's possible, or I know it's good for me, or I know I want this, but, and whatever follows the but gives us a lot of insight for potentially where our subconscious blocks are and our beliefs are and the stuckness that's going on as our mind's processing information. So how many of us have said that before? Oh, I consciously know it's safe and it's good to make more money, but I still end up either spending, or I still end up not wanting to increase my prices, or I still end up not putting the program out there. And for a lot of us, I feel like most of my clients, you're really focused on personal growth. You've probably done a lot of deep inner work on yourself in all aspects of your life and business. You might be aware that you struggle with things like not meeting other people's expectations, or boundaries, or not meeting your own expectations, or letting yourself down or letting others down. Maybe you feel like things didn't go the way that you wanted it to go. Or you might be making a mistake, or you're trying to be ready to get it going. All the fun things. Anyone can relate to that. So, but simply understanding where your, let's in quotations, issues are, problems are, mind drama is, stuckness is, isn't enough to fix them. And I know why you might think it's necessary, because this is what we're told, right? Awareness fixes problems. Yes and no. Of course, if we're not aware of something, how can we improve and change it? Let's use a fitness example. If I want to get stronger, but I'm not tracking my weights in the gym, how do I know I'm getting stronger? Sure, I might feel things during my everyday movements that are easier, but to really know and improve, take strength training, that I'm improving, I would want to track my numbers. Most importantly too, why? Because when I hit a plateau, if I keep doing the same type of training, I'm just going to keep getting the same results. I'm not going to bust through that plateau. So I got to change up my training. Awareness of the fact that we have self-doubt, or we self-sabotage, or every time this happens is the first step. Absolutely. But that's not the only thing that's going to help us actually move forward. I'm going to say awareness is the first step. Yes. But some people fall into the trap of, okay, now I'm going to, and now it's time to change it. And let's use a different example even with that. Let's say thinking that awareness alone is going to help you get to where you want to be is kind of like thinking, like knowledge of injury. And knowledge of injury of like, hey, I've broken my arm is the same thing as how I'm going to fix this, or I'm now going to do recovery. It's not the same thing. If you're understanding you're injured, great. Then your next step is getting help, correct? So if you break your arm, you won't be able to recover unless you go get professional help. Just knowing that your arm is broken is not enough to fix your arm being broken. That makes sense? Hopefully I dialed that back in. So knowing what's possible isn't always enough. And if your goals feel impossible underneath the surface, nothing will shift until you address the subconscious beliefs about that. How we started this off. I consciously know it's possible, but there's a but there. The but is where the gold is of understanding awareness and where we can start shifting the subconscious beliefs and blocks. Gotcha? So until we do this, what ends up happening? We typically get the same results. Maybe you're like some of my entrepreneurs who experience hitting the same income plateau every single month. Maybe you have a couple months where you're a lot higher, and then all of a sudden you're back to the lower months. And overall, average, you keep hitting the same kind of income all the time. This is why most people come to me. They've hit a plateau, they've hit an income, and they can't, it's like this invisible ceiling. I'd like to invite you to think a certain way around all of our plateaus are self-imposed. Now, first hearing that, it's like, oh, great. This makes me feel like crap. Some of us can think that, but some of us will hear that same sentence and be like, fuck yeah, this is exciting. Okay, if this self-imposed, guess what? If I've imposed these ceilings, these invisible ceilings, guess who gets to break them? Me, right? And so flipping how we even see that sentence of most, all of our restrictions, all of our limitations are self-imposed. That means you get to bust through them. That's freaking exciting because you can actually control, do something about that. We can't control when we do launches or launch programs, how many people are going to be attending, how many people are going to sign up. But we do control our messaging, our copy, our intention, where I place my intention, my energy, regulating my nervous system so I'm not freaking the F out when on day two, no one's even attending or signing up, right? You get to manage your mind, your nervous system, your body to help you move forward towards those goals. That's where the magic comes through. The rest of it, you just get a release. You can't control anything else external from you. So where could be an example of this? I've already kind of shared strength training. I've already kind of shared the injury, like knowledge of the injuries is the first step to getting help, but it's not the first step in actually recovering. It's not going to fix your broken arm. So what do we do? What do we do from this perspective? You're like, Dania, I consciously know this, but, or I have awareness that I have this self-sabotage pattern. But let me use one that a lot of you can relate to. Back in the day, I recognized that when I was reaching the edge of my comfort zone or as I was growing or changing, I, instead of doing what I was required and necessary for me, because our goals and visions require a different version of us. We can't be operating the same way, thinking the same thoughts, doing the same actions and get different results. That's definition of insanity, right? But we get stuck in these thinking patterns. We get stuck in these blinders where we're just looking at our to-do list and like going step by step, working harder. However, we're not reaching our goals. We're still operating the same identity level. So I recognized a pattern where when I was about to launch something or talk about something or do something different, because remember, change to the brain is a threat. Change to the brain is unpredictable. Even though consciously you know, putting this program out there is safe, your brain hasn't integrated that yet. Your subconscious mind, the primitive brain, its first survival, the first directive of it is survival. Okay. So any change that it hasn't integrated or actually embodied is going to think it's a threat. And guess what a threat to the subconscious mind is? A freaking tiger, a lion that's coming to attack you. So this is where the consciously we know, but our subconscious hasn't caught up. So when I started to recognize this pattern of back when I first started doing this type of stuff, like going live or launching a program, I suddenly wanted to clean my house more. My house was way cleaner than it usually was because I felt this physiology inside was just comfort. And I was like, I don't want to deal with this. This isn't me consciously doing this, by the way. This is just like what's happening so fast. Like right now I'm talking to you, but I'm not thinking of how my tongue is forming to form letters and create sound. I'm not thinking of what my hands are doing as I'm talking to you. It's just happening subconsciously, right? So it was like this feeling of discomfort would happen. I'd be reaching the edge of my comfort zone. You look back and realize this is not, you're not in the moment thinking this. And then suddenly I'd be cleaning my house. Oh, and there's dishes that need to be cleaned. Or I'll do laundry. Or another pattern I recognize with myself is I would get stuck in learning and just taking course after course and learning. And both of those things recognized feel productive. They feel good. They give you a dopamine hit. You're like, oh yeah, my kitchen's clean now. Or great, I learned this new skill. However, are both of those things helping me reach my goals? And you might argue, okay, well, a nice clean space helps me do that. Yeah, but doing that consistently over and over again, as soon as I feel this feeling in my body, sensation in my body, I now do this pattern, clean my kitchen or learn a new program or course instead of actually doing what it requires to grow my business, like going live or launching the program or putting offers out there or selling. Long term, doing those patterns consistently, what's going to happen? Am my business going to grow? No. It's going to be slow, but no, it's going to be getting the same results. So when you begin to recognize step one of this is first awareness. Step two is starting to shift perspective on what's actually going on. And in both those cases, so if you're here and you're like, I keep doing the same thing. Why am I doing this? We got to start shifting perspective on why it's happening at a conscious level. I'll give you guys three steps in a sec. But the first one is recognizing what's actually going on. What's actually going on is your brain is seeing whatever you or your goal is, whatever thing you're working towards as a threat. And when you can recognize it has nothing to do with you, but rather your subconscious brain hasn't integrated fully what you're doing, until you make that threat not a threat to the brain, we always go back to our old ways of being, old ways of thinking. So there's many ways we can do this. Having the awareness of the pattern is step one. Step two is recognizing what's actually going on. And a question I want you to ask yourself is, how is this protecting me or benefiting me? And for those of you right now, they're like, Dania, there's no way this is benefiting me. This is bullshit. This is not a benefit why I'm doing this. I know I need to be selling and I'm doing this instead. There's no benefit. Oh, bitch, there's a benefit. There's a benefit for sure. And it's recognizing, can you play with that question? Okay, I know there's no benefit to this. I know blah, blah. But can I, if there was some part of me that was getting benefited from this behavior activity, instead of doing what is required for my goals, because my goals require a different version of me, I'm doing this thing instead. What potentially is the benefit here of me doing this? For me, it was, I felt better when I was cleaning my kitchen. I got the dopamine hit. There's a benefit there. There's a payoff. There's a reward for me doing that pattern. And I've done it enough times over and over and over again that it became a subconscious habit. Just like you learning how to drive. You realize you don't think about driving anymore, right? And sometimes you get to the destination. You're like, holy shit, how did I get here? I don't even remember driving here. That's subconscious patterning. That's subconscious. That's the same thing as talking, blinking, heart beating. Our subconscious is like the supercomputer. However, it's stuck in its primitive ways. But when you do things enough times over and over and over again, you give attention to something over and over again, it takes that behavior and puts it on autopilot. For some of you, just hearing that, it's like, oh my God, something to do with me. It's just how my brain's been programmed. And you can change that. So when you get to recognize, where is the payoff? My brain sees this program launch or going live as a threat, right? So where's the payoff? Where's the benefit? Me not going live, me continuing to hide. What does that do for me? How is that protecting me? If my subconscious thinks that's a threat, how is this protecting me? And that second answer can give you clarity of how to start implementing things moving forward differently. So for example, even just having a pattern interrupt, whether you set an alarm on your phone and just check in with yourself, make sure you have a nice sound when your alarm goes off. But either putting up a sticky note, having a reminder, a visual anchor that you can check in on, having an alarm go off on your phone to check in, where is my attention? Where's my awareness right now? Am I going back to old ways of thinking? Or am I here in the present moment creating moving forward? Simple things like that can be a shift. The second thing that you can start recognizing and doing is how to begin programming the subconscious mind on your own is from this perspective of when you are threatened by something, what do we typically do? We run away. We move away, right? I didn't want to go live. I move away and go clean my kitchen. I didn't want to launch a program. I move away and start learning something instead and reading books. So when we recognize at the subconscious level and we see threats, we typically move away. As a tiger, you're going to move away from that thing. The subconscious brain still thinks whatever you're experiencing consciously is a threat like a tiger. When you recognize when we move away from it, we're signaling to the brain, that subconscious, the primitive brain, yes, this is a threat. Keep moving me away. Keep protecting me from this. So what do we do instead? One, you got to move towards it. Yes, taking action towards a thing that you feel like is a threat over time, even just small actions, is going to signal to the brain, this must not be a threat because I keep moving towards it. And you do that enough times over and over again, and that's going to help you actually reprogram the subconscious brain to say, this is no longer a threat. I keep moving towards it. This must be safe. This must be okay. Just like you create that other pattern. And there's, I think it's called Hebb's Law, neurons that fire together, wire together in neuroscience. So the more you do this behavior that's working towards where you want to work towards, taking small action, telling the brain it's not a threat, and instead moving towards it, eventually it's going to come and feel natural, just like it did for me to go clean my kitchen or do my course program. So that's one way. Another way to help begin reprogramming your subconscious mind on your own is creating an experience. Your subconscious brain thinks in pictures and symbols and feelings. It doesn't know the difference between what's real and not real. How many of us, for example, have watched a movie and had an emotional experience to it? I do. I cry all the time in movies or a book, and it's like a page turner, and you feel the suspense and you feel the stress and like, oh my gosh, what's going to happen? Why is it happening? Because your mind is powerful. Your imagination is powerful, and your subconscious brain doesn't know the difference between what is real and not real. Hence why we can have emotional triggers and feelings of past experiences as if they're happening again and again and again. That's a whole different podcast episode. But if you've ever experienced laughter or an emotional experience, or like you've been taken to a different world as you watch a movie or you read a book, that is because your subconscious brain does not know what's real or not real. So when we can understand that and we've experienced it on some level, you can now use that to your advantage. How can I begin to embody or experience this new way of being, this new thought, this new goal as if it were real? And this is, it's a freebie I have where you take yourself the outcome. So there's a guided visualization or meditation I take you through where not only it helps you get clear on your outcome, but it helps you create the real experience. And how you can do that is tapping into all your senses. So for example, you take yourself to the end of the outcome. Okay. And you start to begin to ask yourself, what am I seeing? What am I hearing? What am I feeling? What am I experiencing in this moment as if it's already done? So another quick side story. When I got asked to go speak on stage at Tribe Live back in 2019, I'd never spoken on stage in front of 1,000 people. Never. And I was freaking the F out. Of course I was. My brain was like, oh my God, I can't do this. All the thoughts, all the fears came through, all the stress. My body was like, heart rate was going. Again, another podcast for a different time to explain why that happens. But what I began to start doing before I would go on the stage is I started visualizing, what would it feel like? What am I seeing? What am I hearing? The faces, the crowd, the myself. I looked through my own eyes at the example and I'd look at myself on stage, and I made it as real as possible. So then guess what? When I got on stage, I'd already done it so many times in my head. It felt normal. It felt safe. And I performed and I showed up amazing. And it was great. And I had people come up to me being like, do you work for them? And I was like, actually, no, it was my first time. But the reason it was fine for me as I got on stage was because I mentally rehearsed it. I created it to be a lived experience in my subconscious mind, just like movies do for us, just like books do for us. And so whatever you're working through right now, if you can create an experience in your mind, in your body, where it feels like it's already happened and you incorporate your senses into it, that is when your subconscious mind, again, over time, will start to see that instead of a threat as a lived memory. That's a massive thing. Instead of seeing it as a new experience, as a threat, it's now a lived memory. All great athletes do this. All great entrepreneurs do this. They sit and they spend time imagining, visualizing, anchoring in, priming their mind to work for them instead of getting in the way of slowing them down because now this is a threat. Oh my God, I can't do this. That doesn't happen anymore because you've created a lived memory instead of a new experience. And then, of course, step three would be to get some support. So just like someone who has a broken arm can't fix a broken arm, they go get help and support to help that facilitate that recovery and healing. Get a coach, get support with this. Coaches, not only this is a very conscious conversation, I'm giving you some tactical things, but we get to reprogram and shift the subconscious brain at the subconscious level. And you get to create those shifts easier and faster and more effective so that, again, you get out of your own way and move forward faster towards your goals. So we do this through subconscious work. We do this through various different techniques with subconscious mind. But this is just an example for you, for those who are spinning and being like, oh, I know this consciously, but, or I have this habit, but this is kind of explaining why that's going on for you. The subconscious brain isn't on board yet. And until you get the subconscious brain on board, you will always continue to operate from your current level of identity. I'll end with this. If you can begin to think of the subconscious brain, one, it's a supercomputer, but two, the reason we have this conflict of conscious mind to subconscious mind, your subconscious mind is the primitive part of your brain. It's kind of like a black and white TV. How many of us have either had those growing up as kids, or we visited grandparents and you got to see old fashioned TVs with like the TV knobs that didn't even have remotes and you had to do the dial on the TV. I want you to imagine your subconscious brain is like that. It works perfectly. It works fine, but it is older. Okay. It's primitive. Every other life form, every animal, that's the brain that they have. They don't have the conscious part. They just have the primitive brain. So if we can see the subconscious brain as this primitive brain, and it's like a black and white TV, and our conscious mind, our advanced mind, as like virtual reality or like Blu-ray. Those two things don't link up. They don't have the same communication software. It's like one's archaic and one is advanced. The reason why the subconscious brain operates how it operates is its prime directive is survival. And so until you get the conscious mind to talk to and connect with the subconscious mind with whatever you're dealing with, it will never connect. It's like the black and white TV with the virtual reality or the Blu-ray. And so when you begin to recognize there's nothing wrong with you at all, both operating systems work perfectly, but we just haven't connected the dots for them. We haven't communicated to them how making more money is safe and possible for you. And you're not going to be whatever thoughts come up around money or programming or taking the trip or starting over. Every time we have those blocks, those fears, those doubts coming up, just recognize there's a miscommunication happening with both aspects of our brain. Advanced mind, primitive brain. Just don't talk and communicate well and effectively. So if you want support with that, there's a couple things you can do. One, Amplify Your Goals program is there for you. It's always open to register in. It helps you get really clear on goals, and also recognizing patterns from the past and getting lessons in contrast and clarity and incorporating your identity to help you work towards your vision of where you're going. It's not SMART goals at all, but whatever you're working towards in terms of dreams, manifesting, etc., that program, you can self-pace, work through it as fast as you want. It's a mini program, but it's super powerful in actually recognizing why you're not getting the goals that you want, what's going on, what do you actually want, take you through a series of questions, and then it help you prime your mind for that moving forward. Two, there's two masterclasses coming up. An identity masterclass, where you get to dive deep on what's going on at the identity level, what's your current identity, where are your goals, what do you want, and what's the identity of that version of you who's going to get you there, as a workshop style to help you recognize, again, the gaps and help and close the gaps on those, essentially. Tapping into that identity of who already has it done. And you can do this on your own, but sometimes it's easier to get things just like that broken arm, having recovery, having injury recovery, having healing, helping support you, guide you through that process. And then the second workshop I have coming up is all about the subconscious beliefs and blocks around money. Changing and shifting relationship with money. Entrepreneurs, if there's any triggers around money, any discomfort, raising your prices, hiring, taxes, selling, anything discomfort related to money, unless we clear those up, we will always come back to the level of income that we are subconsciously programmed for. So if you're looking to scale and bust through those plateaus and create more change and impact in your life, you're going to want to tune to that workshop and that masterclass. It is going to help give you awareness and also some actionable steps of how you can change and start moving forward, again, to get your subconscious on board for the level of wealth that you want to achieve, which, hello, sky's the limit. Lastly, I have one-to-one support as well. There is a link in probably the show notes or my bio or my website. Application-based only. The reason it's application-based is we need to make sure we're both a good fit. One-to-one coaching is intimate. It's intense in the best way possible. It is where we do the deepest work, completely bespoke to you and your situation and goals. So if you're looking for that type of support, I will say this, every high-level entrepreneur who takes their business seriously has usually multiple levels of support. So whether it's a coach, a mastermind, a group container, something, they're not doing it on their own. So ask yourself this question, who do I have supporting me right now towards those goals? Who is helping me get out of my own way, call me on my blind spots, helping me think differently, get more clarity moving forward? Doesn't have to be me, but it's got to be someone. If you look at where success leaves clues, look at what your mentors are doing. Look at what entrepreneurs are doing. Are they doing it by themselves? Very rarely. They have some sort of group container coaching there. And if that's you and you're like, I like your vibe, Dania, I want to get to know you more, apply and link in the bio and we can have a conversation. See if it's a good fit. Otherwise, team, I hope this episode gave you lots of jam-packed information around a little bit about the brain. You know, I'm always going to do that, but also recognizing why awareness alone isn't enough and what you can start to do on your own to help bridge the gap and get your subconscious mind on board with your conscious mind. Okay, team, make it a great day. I'll see you in the next episode. Thank you so much for tuning in and spending your time with me today. I don't take that lightly and it means the world to me. If you love this episode, I would love for you to leave a 5-star review. It's simple, takes no time at all, but it helps us reach more people. Or two, you can share this with a friend. Did you have a perspective shift, an idea, an aha, a reminder, some motivation that you think someone else also could use? If you share this with a friend, we embody this rising tide lifts all boats, where if you share it and we change, we help other people too. And three, tag us on social media.
You can tag us at Dania Douglas Hunt on Instagram. We would love to know your wins, your ahas, your takeaways, and just to hear who's tuning in and listening. If you have any questions, feel free to shoot us an email or send us a DM. Otherwise, team, make it a great day. Go after your dreams, live life on your terms, and play bigger. Bye for now.